to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Good morning. Good morning. This month, we are focusing on vulnerability. And I have to laugh because the universe never leaves a stone unturned. And so in this consciousness of vulnerability, lots of things have been happening that create the opportunity to lean into vulnerability in a whole new way. And this morning is no exception. Many of you know, Deborah and I just got to Maryland in the evening, afternoon, a week ago. And so we thought we would have internet hooked up by now. That didn't happen. So I hustled over to the office this morning to do the live stream from the office, only to find out that for some reason, unbeknownst to any of us at the moment, we have no internet at the office. And thank goodness, we have Julia, who lives very close to the office, with an incredibly generous heart, who says, come on over. And so that's where I am this morning. And there's lots of vulnerability tied into all of that. There's willingness to let go and let somebody else see and let go and show up and let go and be fluid. It's interesting that when we reframe the stuff that we've been taught about words, how quickly our experience of those words change. The quote that I'm working with this morning, and will be throughout the talk, I'll be referencing it, is by Madeline L. Engel. When we were children, we used to think that when we were grown, we would no longer be vulnerable. But to grow up is to accept vulnerability. To be alive is to be vulnerable. So I want to start with that last line. To be alive is to be vulnerable. I listen to K-Love frequently, and on the drive over, was listening to K-Love, and one of the things that they were talking about is the human experience of pain, whether it be emotional, mental, physical. And while we oftentimes try to avoid it, try to pray it away, it's actually validation that we're alive in this human form. And we're always alive. Even when we leave the human form, we are still alive because we are eternal beings. The human experience is just that. It's letting us know that we are engaged, that we are alive, that we are deeply enmeshed in this beautiful, magnificent, oftentimes confusing and messy human experience. So that in and of itself is a vulnerability at the human level. I want to remind us every Sunday this month that spiritually we're never vulnerable. Spiritually we can never be harmed. And we are in this very human form that is most days, if not every day, very vulnerable. I appreciate her recognition in the quote that we often relate vulnerability to size, to age, to knowledge. And this morning, what I really want to work with are this idea of the individualized vulnerability. The vulnerability, not so much of me with you or you with me, but vulnerability of me with me, of you with you. That level of vulnerability where we are 100% transparent and honest with ourselves. Because really, it doesn't matter what I hide from you. What I hide from you really doesn't change my life much at all. It will change how we relate, but what I hide from myself changes everything. The parts of us that we're unwilling to own, that we're unwilling to embrace, that we're unwilling to celebrate, are based in a fundamental belief in the wrongness of us and in the rightness of something outside of us. And I invite you this morning, when your next trash collection comes through your neighborhood, do some little ritual, something. Write it on a piece of paper, throw it in the trash, but do some physical activity to throw that lie away. That no matter what, you are fundamentally whole. You are fundamentally perfect. That's just truth. Doesn't mean you've always behaved perfectly. You are never your behavior, and neither is anyone else. Behaviors come from what we tell ourselves. And what you tell yourself about yourself, colors everything after that. It just does. And so this morning, I want to give you four tools this morning to help you really take time and give you some tools for your toolbox for embracing all of you. The first one I want to give you is surrender. And oftentimes we think of surrender as a negative. We think of surrender as quitting. It's not. We think of surrender as some admission of weakness. What if it's not? We think of surrender in the juxtaposition of someone is losing and someone is winning. What if that's inaccurate? I offer you this. Surrender is simply choosing to stop fighting. That's all. It is a simple choice to say, enough is enough. I'm going to stop fighting. And I submit to you that many of us, if not most of us, in those deepest long-term battles that happen within ourselves, we don't even know who or what we're fighting. We're fighting against conditioned thinking. We're fighting against ghosts in the collective consciousness that we've never met. But we've been conditioned to fight against. And so I invite you to consider that surrender is the portal to change. That simply choosing to stop fighting opens the door for an opening. Now, when we get to this opening, right? I'm thinking about, we're in a whole new neighborhood. And one of the things that I noticed right off the bat is there's no peephole in the door. And then I had to laugh. It's like, well, why do you want a peephole? Well, I want a peephole so I can check the small opening before I create a bigger opening, right? I want to navigate my safety in this human realm as if seeing who's on the other side of the door somehow accurately informs me about their intention. Truth be told, it doesn't. And as a former law enforcement officer, I know that. And yet, my human conditioning, right? It's that thing we're always dancing with, is this collective conditioning somehow convinces me that if I can just see a little bit, then it's safe to open to a little bit more. And the truth of the matter, it's my thoughts that create my level of safety. It's my thoughts about what I see through the tiny opening that create my sense of safety, that empower me to create a bigger opening. And so I invite you to consider from the perspective of wholeness that whatever you see from the tiny opening is God. No matter what you tell yourself it is, when you're looking inward, when you're looking through the peephole to you, you're seeing God. And so if you get distracted by a human behavior, when you're doing the intimate, the into me I see, is a beautiful way to define intimacy. Into me I see. And so when you're looking through that peephole into you, I invite you to remember that God is exploring God. And then to allow yourself to kick the door wide open with complete abandon to the inside of you. Here's the thing that we miss over and over again. We fill our heads with all this apprehension about what am I going to find out about myself if I really look into me, if I open the door wide open and look at everything inside of me. We act as if we're going to find something that we don't already know. Beloved, you have been present for every moment of your life. You have already lived every moment of your life. So from that perspective, from that reality, it's really quite impossible for you to find a surprise. What is different is the third point, allowing. Is that we begin to allow ourselves to tell ourselves the truth. And for many of us, that is a brand new activity because we are conditioned to be what other people want us to be. We are conditioned to live in a world based on right and wrong, established by a perspective outside of us. And so perhaps the most glorious parts of us have been minimized, even vilified, by a social construct that creates division based on erroneous judgments of generations of well-intended human beings establishing paradigms that simply don't work. Maybe they never did, but for sure, we get to change them anytime we choose. But in order to do that, we have to allow ourselves to identify, to tell ourselves the truth, and then to know the truth of who we are. I was chatting with somebody earlier last week about how it's interesting. And let me just say, I am just as wrapped up in this as anybody, because I am just as subjected to human conditioning as anybody. And how we are a new thought theology. And it is that it seems to be the most challenging thing for us to do is to have a new thought. And when we really understand collective conditioning, it begins to make sense why it's so hard to have a new thought. Because every time we have a new thought, the collective conditioning rushes in to squash it because it's invested in maintaining itself. And it's been there a lot longer than any new thought we're going to have. And so there is a place where we have to know, and know that we know because we know that the new thought we're planting is a divine thought in the very mind of creation. And that newness is exactly what creation is. It's always creating newness. And so when it's uncomfortable because it's new, perhaps that's just a growth spurt. When it's uncomfortable because it's new, perhaps that's just our human unfamiliarity. And perhaps if we really know that we are divine beings, divinely guided by infinite intelligence that knows without doubt, that knows with absolute clarity, that simply knows because it knows, then we begin to empower ourselves to lean into the uncertainty, to lean into challenging, to lean into and run right through that fire of cognitive dissonance in this human realm that often stalls us. To allow ourselves, and we're going to talk about this a lot more next week, to see and be seen. To see God, Spirit, love, light, whatever word works for you. But to see the truth of being in every moment, to run into it, to run to it rather than shying away, because we know at the soul level that God is expanding God, that our new thought is evolving our experience of our divinity. And that, beloved, is the whole reason we're here. So if that is vulnerability, if that somehow places me at some level of risk, I greatly accept it. In the finance world, we talk about risk versus reward. And what I can share with you on a very personal level, from that has really been anchored deeply in me this past week, is with great risk comes great reward. Having risked everything I understood to be my life in this human realm, and coming across the country to a new thought, to a new call, what I can share with you and will share with you over and over again is that that has been met with a yes that I had no way to imagine. The glorious celebration, the love. And if you're a Facebook follower, you may have already seen this. Something deep within me has been transformed. Something I didn't even know needed to be healed has been healed by the power of love showing up in such beautifully simple ways as Columbia Center for Spiritual Living. And so I invite you to know that you are a part of that. That is God loving God. It is God expressing God. And the way we get there is by surrendering, by choosing to stop fighting everything that's unlike it, by allowing ourselves, by opening to something different, by allowing ourselves to just own what's accurate, and then to know the truth and to have a new thought about it, to have a new experience of it. I love you beyond words. Let's take this into prayer. And so I am knowing again, I am recognizing the truth that there is only one infinite, ever-present allness that is simultaneously no thing and everything. It is form, and it is all that is within the space between the form. It is life creating out of itself to experience itself. And so I know that I am that in form, and I know that what is true of me is true of all life. And so every form is this amazing, divine everything, fully infused with all that it is, the power to create, fully present in each and every expression of life. And so I speak my word, claiming and affirming that that awareness is front and center. That we each lean with complete abandon based on the faith of the divine, knowing that we are held, knowing that we are never in harm's way spiritually. We lean into and through this idea of human vulnerability to experience the amazing wholeness of our spiritual self. Grateful to know that just as quickly as the word is spoken in mind, formed in mind, and spoken, it is done. And so I celebrate the completeness. I celebrate the divine yes that has already made it so. And so I do the one thing that I can do. I let go. I let go. I let go. And I simply look for the evidence of fulfillment. I invite you to join me to make this prayer your own as we say together, and so it is.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.